Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host Musa Al-Bahadali, and you are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems, issues, and other relevant questions parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children. As usual, all of the answers provided in this program are based upon the holy book of the Quran and upon the narrations of the Prophet and of the household of the Prophet, peace be upon them all. Joining us in the studio is our dear friend and guest speaker, Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi, who is an Islamic researcher at the Seminary of Qum. Dear Sayyid, I welcome you and Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sayyid. So today we'll be discussing the problems and obstacles we will be facing when we are raising our children, and how we can solve these problems and obstacles. Dear Sayyid, please teach us how we can solve these obstacles.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir la'inur rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum. One of the major obstacles that we are facing today, and a lot of parents face, and that is mental pressure. We are putting a great amount of pressure mentally on our kids, and that is very distractive for them to be in such an environment. Now, the kids inside the house, when they face so much pressures, now, they need to find a way to release this kind of pressure elsewhere.
Right.
Now, if the house itself is a pressured house, relationship between the parents is not very stable.
Strained.
Parents is always constantly yelling and nagging. Parents constantly pressuring their kids to do things. Now, the kids feel that they need to take it out elsewhere. So they would go outside with their friends. And they release it in a way or another, either through smoking, either through drugs, either through music, either through car, whatever.
They need
an
outlet.
Can find a way to extract this this pressure from himself. They would do that. So this is a very devastating effect. And according to some studies that have been released in October 2000, they said that most of kids at the age of 8, they go through this sort of pressure. Now, an 8-year-old kid should have no pressure in life.
Right.
Why would they have pressure? And when they done over 200 personal interviews with kids who are 8 years of age in the University of City University in London, they found that these kids, they said they have some sort of pressure and stress.
Right.
And so we start to wonder, why would kids at this age have such stress level? And obviously that was in 2000. Now we're in 2020. Right. So 2021. We're going to become in a few more months, and we're going to hit 2022.
Right.
So that's almost 12 years. So you can imagine that number would multiply. And you can see that year by year, these kind of pressures do not get relieved, they get worse and worse. So as parents, we need to become very aware that the stress we cause in the house, it will play its role on the child and will become distracted. Even, like we said, as early as 8.
Right. And with that, you say, let's go ahead and take a quick break.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Today we are discussing the obstacles we face when raising our children and how to solve them. Just before going on a break, we said that according to research from the year 2000, children as young as 8 years old were facing increased pressure in their lives. Dear Sayyid, do we have any suggestion as to what this pressure might be? Or is it just a something cumulative from different factors?
Okay, so when we said that the study had been done 2000, right? Now we're 2022, so that's almost 22 years, right? So I only said in the last 12 years, you can imagine how the number went high. Right. Now, with this pressure, sometimes as parents, we ourselves go through pressure of life, right? Now, me as a father, for example, let's say I don't have a job. I don't have a source of income. Now, that will put a pressure on me. Now, what do I take my pressure out on?
Right.
Usually I have my wife, right? Or my kids.
My children.
Right. My children. So it shows, my pressure manifests itself elsewhere.
Right.
The mother herself, she might be going through a problem of her own. She wants to, you know, steam out all this stress and she takes it out on the children. So then we pass it on. So the child has no problem of his own, and then all of a sudden he has to deal with something else. And sometimes, so based on the pressure that me and my partner face in life, based on these things, we will take it out on our children. Or sometimes the children themselves are being bad. I get stressed out. I get too much pressure, and then I take it back on them. So it becomes like a cycle.
Right, an evil cycle. Right.
Yeah. So as parents, we need to be very aware that this is a dangerous thing and it's causing children a great deal of pain and suffering. If that grows with them, it will definitely turn into a mental problem.
And this pressure that children are facing, is it from the advancement of technology? Is it from grades?
No. So it's a multiple things, but at least for now we're talking about the parents themselves.
Right.
Okay, now other things might cause stress to the child, but at least in the house, from his parents,
the home
there
base.
shouldn't be any types of stress. So if he gets stressed out elsewhere, he should come to the house and relax.
Right.
So the house should be a source of
that
comfort.
That should be his outlet.
Yeah, it shouldn't be the opposite. It shouldn't be the place where he gets charged and he leaves to the outside world and release his pressure points. No. The house should be always maintained. Now, when it comes to stress in the family and pressure, there are many things we can do to alleviate and relieve such stress, right? Now, one of the things that we don't pay attention to is that we are living in a very noisy world these days. Where constantly there's something in the background. I don't know if you have noticed.
Right, yeah. Especially in big cities.
Yeah, it's like I can't remember the last time I was just sitting by myself with no noise. Either TV is on, either my phone is on, either my laptop is on. There's something is on.
Right.
If it's not mine, it's my kids. If it's not my kids, it's my wife. So there's something constant in the background. And this kind of noise constantly, it takes that sense of serenity and that sense of quietness.
Right.
And thus you constantly what? You're constantly charged and stressed out and you have all this pressure.
Right. And with that, dear Sayyid, let's go ahead and take a quick break.
Ya muqiya al-khayrat, ya muqiya al-khayrat, ya muqiya al-khayrat.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
Ya muqiya al-khayrat, ya muqiya
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Today we are discussing the obstacles we face when raising our children and how to solve them. Dear Sayyid, just before we went on a break, you said that we live in a very, very noisy world. Please continue where you left off.
Because we live in a very noisy world, and sometimes that contributes to the amount of stress that we are facing. In fact, a lot of it is because of that. Now they're right. Talking about dopamine release in the brain and right. all these things that happens because we are so addicted to our devices. Right. And obviously, the more dopamine release in your brain, the more withdrawal you have. And, you know, so now your system is out of balance right. due to dopamine release. And what happens is you become very agitated. You become easily angered. You become right. very sensitive.
Right.
Why? Because your hormones are not balanced no more. Because you get so much dopamine release.
You crave it and you depend on it.
Not just crave it, you depend on it, but your body is drained out of it.
Right.
Right? And then you just... Like, you know, it's like, have you seen this withdrawal symptoms when a person quits smoking?
Right.
And the first few days,
from like, a cold turkey quitting.
You talk right. to them and they blow in your face.
Right.
Same thing. So we live kind of in this world where all these things have drained us and we don't have. So what I say is, like, to create a bit of sense of a quietness and serenity in the house, turn off everything, turn off all these devices.
Right.
And have a bit of quiet time. You know, sometimes I turn off the power and I put a few candles just to have that kind of comfort where I have nothing.
Right.
It's
right.
kind of relaxing. It's, you know, for 5-10 minutes, it gives you a bit. So as a family, try to turn off everything and just have a family time together.
Right. So eliminate the things that are stressful.
That creates stress itself, that right. create pressure itself. And like I'm telling you, these things create a lot of pressure. Now, not to even mention the psychological effect that you get about the things that you're already seeing anyway. Because right, everything yeah. that you see, obviously not everything is innocent. So right. a lot of things actually play a big role and they deliberately right. trying to mess up with your mind. So right. that will create even more points. So I'm saying, you know what? Turn everything off. Go out for a walk. Go to the park. Enjoy nature. Do something as a family without all these distractions.
Right.
Release all your pressure, right? Don't stay in the house and constantly be there. Even though I think I remember a study done way back about TV itself. You know, when you put TV, it emits all these rays. Right. They said always keep a door open or a window open. So there's constantly the air is refreshed. Because if these rays gets emitted from the TV, it creates a sense of pressure. A person becomes always pressured and nervous and right. what have you. So turn them off. Go for a walk, go to the park, have family time, have a quiet time, enjoy yourselves. At least you get to have this bit of release instead of just, constantly being agitated. And also have, you know, have a bit of practice here and there, do a bit of exercise and so on and so forth.
Dear Sayyid, I will unfortunately have to interrupt you because we are out of time for today's program. Dear Sayyid, I thank you for your time and for your insightful knowledge. I also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. If the dear listeners have any questions or other relevant comments and feedback, please contact us at our email englishradio@irib.ir. You can also visit our website parstoday.com. Alternatively, you can also find us on the various social media accounts we have on YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter, under the call handle of Call of Islam Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time, fi amanillah.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect will.